need to have people around you that are encouraging. And that's not that's not always the case, is it?
It took me, like I said, I didn't turn a profit until 2020. Yeah. And it was a small profit at that. Right. Welcome to Creative Type Podcast. You're listening to episode 12, Not Giving Up on Your Art or Art Business. I'm Lori Rivera.
And I'm Jamie Haney.
And welcome to Creative Type Podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
So what you been up to this week, Lori?
Well, this week, actually, I have a new project I've been working on. Inman's picture framing and art gallery, where we have some of our work. Mm-hmm. And you know about this, but I've been working on helping them get their website up and running, the online store portion of their website. So that's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that's exciting.
I've been working on that. Yeah.
Exciting for the rest of us artists too, especially you know, the ones that have art on there. So just another spot for us to be found possibly. I think that's awesome. They're so they are so nice, aren't they? They're just the best people.
They are. They are. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nothing too much news happening for me. I guess we will have needed to talk about our pop-up. All right, you guys, in total transparency here, we're recording this right after the last one, so we actually haven't had our pop-up yet, and so you're gonna have to wait an extra week to hear what our pop-up, and we've already talked about what we've done this week, so now we're having to try to find other things. Well, it is what it is, right? It's okay. It was just small talk. All right, so let's just dive right into this juicy conversation that we're having today. And I want you to start, because I love the way that you got into art, because it's different than me. And we'll touch on how I got into it too, but it's very different than how yours is. And I really like yours.
Thank you. So I started painting in 2009. And really, I had no intention in the beginning of, I'm going to make money with my art. You know, it wasn't like that. I wasn't really thinking of the dollar signs and the potential there in the future. But I started painting because, as we talked about before on here, I struggle with depression on and off. I haven't had any episodes for a long time, which is great. My medicine helps so much. Thank God.
That's wonderful.
Thank God for medicine, right?
Right.
So anyway, but I got into painting really as a coping strategy to help me with my depression and stress and all that. So that's really what got me into art. Now, you know, I know you've had art in your life your whole life, and and I have too, to an extent, but not necessarily painting, you know.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, I mean, I made jewelry, I did the little sand art, you know, I was always doing something creative.
Yeah.
But painting didn't come along until I was an adult.
Well, that's true for me too. I mean, I painted in classes, but like on my own, I didn't paint. I grew up, my dad was an artist, a working artist. I mean, that's how he made his living. So, and he did commercial art. He was a designer. And also on the side, as a side hustle, he drew, he painted, he was an illustrator. He kind of did underground comic stuff. And, we lived in Washington, D.C. when I was young, and we did a lot of stuff there, and he sold a lot of art there. And then we moved back to Evansville, and he did the same thing. You know, we needed it back in the 70s. You know, times were tough. You know, there was gas shortages. It was just a you know, like every decade, right? Volatile times, but we needed, you know, he was living, we were all three living on military pay, which, as you know, is not much. He always had side gigs. So from an early age, I was taught that you can earn money from your art. And I think that really formed my thoughts and opinions on art. And how could it not, right? So I've always followed suit with him, because he was such a he is. I talked like he's in the past, but he's, thank goodness my dad is still with me, and he doesn't really do much anymore. He's 75 and he talks about it a lot, but he was a big influence on me, and he was such a fantastic illustrator. I mean, I would draw something and I'd take it to him and say, Dad, how can I make this? You know, this isn't right. Help me, you know, and he would help me. So art has always, and I've always had sketchbooks all my life. He made sure that early on, when he saw that want in me, kindergarten, you know, even earlier,
right,
They always made sure I had lots of art supplies, and
Oh,
I always
yeah.
had a dedicated area no matter where we lived, because we were apartment dwellers for a long time, being in the military. And then when we came here and he had a full-time job out of the military, we still didn't, times are tough, so we lived in apartments, and we didn't get our first home until I was I don't know, 8 or 9. And I always had, no matter where we were at, I always had a little art space to create.
That's
And
great.
even as an adult, when I moved out of the house, I always had that. It was just, I had his old army drafting table, and I would draw on that. And it was big, so I needed a large space to be able to create. And I would do illustrations and still lives and just draw weird, far out surrealism. That was a big part of
Oh,
my
yeah.
life.
I would
And
love
then,
to see some of those.
yeah, it's kind of far out. Yeah,
Yeah, I would
I've
love to
shared
see those.
some. Yeah, I'll share them with you
Yeah.
sometime. I have shared
Yeah.
some on my blog, and someone else interviewed me one time for a sketchbook blog, and they're on there too, some of the weird ones. But I got that from him, so
Yeah.
and it just fascinated me, all these little weird things.
That's so cool that you have your dad who it sounds like he inspired you a lot
Oh yeah.
and just really, really helped you along
Yeah,
and
he did. And my
kept your.
mom was creative as well in different ways. So she was a floral
Yeah.
designer, and she had great taste, and she was always our cheerleaders, both of us. So yeah, it was really I had an interesting childhood and a great one. I mean, I just can't say anything bad about my childhood. It was fantastic.
Yeah, same here. I did
Yeah.
too.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we're lucky because a lot of people
Yeah.
don't. I see my kid is 17 now. His birthday was Sunday. And I always want to be that house so or they could come and hang out if they want to, right? But we live way out in the country, so it hasn't always happened. But it has happened more, and since the kids have started driving, they come out here
Yeah.
more now.
Oh, yeah.
And
Play
I,
that. What is it? Airsoft or
yeah, right,
something?
airsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has these games out in the woods, and he just has a blast. They shoot each other with these pellets and stuff. It's fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, just hearing about some of the other kids' home life, is I realize how, and he even realizes how fortunate he is, for one, to have a family that isn't divorced. And and I'm not knocking that. I don't judge divorced families, and just having some kids over that their parents, their mom, single mom, whatever, struggling, it's I really see how privileged that I have been. And I'm sure you feel the same way, Lori.
Right. Oh, yeah, I
And
do.
Asher
Yeah.
does too, because we him and his me and his dad have never separated. We're still together. I'd like to
Yeah.
live apart sometimes from him. He gets on my nerves. I'm sure I get on his nerves too, but
Think that's normal.
it is normal, definitely normal.
Everybody's
Okay.
like that.
So, yeah, not giving up, that kind of segues into what we're
Yeah.
talking about, not giving up on your partner, not giving up on your art or your art
Right.
business. And we talk a lot about art business, but we also hope that we're talking to people that are painting or drawing or just being creative just for an outlet, like how you started, for a
Right.
ho hobby, or just to be sane, right? Just to live,
Yeah.
to be able to live this crazy life. So, why don't you start off, Lori, with your first one that you had there, and we'll just kind of take this as it goes.
Yeah, well, I talked a little bit about how I started out and my reason for creating art when I first began painting. And that kind of leads into, I got I started a new job in 2012. So I had been painting for a few years, but when I first started painting, it was kind of sporadic. I didn't do it every day. I didn't even necessarily do it every week. It was more like, I mean, yeah, I did it to help me with my stress and depression, but it wasn't real consistent, But I started at my job in 2012, and then I was there for 4 years. I left in 2016, and I left because I wanted to focus more on my art.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I wanted to really make it an integral part of my life and really actually try to make money with it.
So
So
you
that's
were
what that's
planning on having a business, trying to start an art
right.
business.
I
Okay.
wanted to turn it into a business. And I know I've mentioned it on this podcast before, but little did I know that was going to take years to
Oh,
build up
I know.
to,
What, how long have we been
Yeah,
doing it now, both of us? Since 2012.
2009.
Oh, 12, but did you start off selling in 2009?
No,
Okay.
I didn't really start heavily like sell trying to market my work until 2020.
Oh.
And that was actually the first year I actually made a profit.
Oh, well, that's good. That okay, so
So,
that marketing paid off, huh?
yeah, I guess so. And, really, when you start a business, it's not uncommon for you not to make money the first 5 years.
Right.
And I think that's the same with any kind of business, whether it's art or,
I think art takes longer, actually.
I think so too,
Yeah.
probably so. So I consider myself lucky that I made a profit in 2020 because I had just, that was like 4 years after I left my job.
Yeah.
So, and I did have a part-time job in 2017, 2018
And
for like 9 months.
you had a young
So,
daughter at home too.
yeah. So,
So I
with
think
all
you did
those
really well.
factors,
Yeah.
yeah, I think so. So, but there were many times that I could have just given up because I wasn't making money,
Yeah. Did you ever give
And
up?
no, I didn't. I mean, like I said, I took that part-time job at the end of 2017 and I was there for 9 months. It was just part-time. And I had considered, because I wasn't making money yet, I had considered giving up. But I just, even if I would have given up on the money end of things, I don't think I would have given up on my art totally.
Well, that's good.
I don't
Yeah.
think I don't think I'll ever give up on that, no matter how much or how little money I'm making with my
Yeah.
art. Like,
Now,
it's just a part of me now.
yeah, right. And it's part of your sanity and stuff.
Right.
I totally get that. Now, when you were working your part-time job, were you still creating art during that
Oh
time?
yeah.
And
Yeah, definitely.
selling your art too?
Not a lot of it, no, because I really wasn't selling much until around
Oh, in
2020.
2020. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I
I would
wonder,
sell something every now and then, but it wasn't consistent.
what do you think happened in 2020 to make the turn for you to start being profitable? What do you think happened? Do you think it was the COVID that people were home and noticed
I
it?
think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
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 And I also got that daily painting book, which we mentioned a couple
Yeah.
podcasts ago.
Carol Marine. Yeah.
Yes, that was just like a game changer for me. I started painting smaller and every day I tried to paint every day, and that just helped me improve my art so much. And I think, with anything, if you improve with something, you're more likely to be able to make money with it.
Yeah, but I think
So,
consistency is even more important than that,
right.
because
Right.
improvement is just like a happy accident of it being consistent or showing up, right?
I agree.
Not necessarily accident, but you know what I mean. It's just part of
Right.
it. That's
It's
ultimately
just,
is what's going to happen if you
yeah, it's
show
just the
up.
natural
Yeah.
result of,
So
yeah.
if you look back at it then, and you were creating every day, were you sharing something on social media every single day?
I would say probably, if not
Yeah.
every day, at least every other day,
So
I think.
do you think that that is what has led to more sales? I mean, I'm trying to dig down to
Right.
find how is it that we can share on how to be profitable, because I'm still looking for
Right.
ideas myself.
Right. Well, me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
yeah. I
it's
think we all
hard.
are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I
And
think,
go ahead.
initially, I think most of my sales, like back in 2020, I think most of them came from social media and friends,
Yeah. Did you so are you talking about Facebook, Instagram? What are you talking about?
Yeah, probably Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook more so.
Mostly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
were at that time were you collecting emails? Did you have an email list?
Did I? I can't remember. No, I don't think I did.
Okay.
I
So
think I started that in 2018, but I didn't do a whole lot with it until we became friends and you really encouraged me to do that.
yeah.
So
Okay,
that's one of
good.
the things you really helped me with.
Well, let me ask you then, has that paid off for you? Do you feel like it has? Are you going anywhere with your list? I mean, I'm not ever saying don't do it.
Right.
Don't do keep
Right,
your list up
right.
because that's like gold, right?
Oh
That's the only thing you
yeah.
own. So, but have you sold much from your list, do you think?
I've sold a couple things from my list. I haven't sold a whole lot from it, but I'm
Yeah.
not the type with my list to like just send out, "Hey, this is for sale. Click on this link to purchase."
Salesy like, yeah.
I try to keep it more like I try to look at it as I'm trying to build relationships
Right,
with my
right.
list, with the people on my list,
Yeah.
and really let them in to my life and my art, and not treat it just as a sales channel.
Right. Yeah, same here. But try to keep it
Right.
so short.
Right.
Because, you know, I can
Yeah.
get long-winded, so I can have like
Oh,
pages.
yeah.
But
Yeah.
so it is kind of a, and I've what I've learned and really from you've kind of taught me this, like shorten it, talk about one subject, not, oh, this and this. I had in the beginning when I started sending out newsletters, I had sections and it would talk about my
Oh,
website
yeah.
here and talk about maybe a new painting here and then talk about something else. I had, you know, three
Yeah.
or four or five different things going on in one newsletter. And really that could have been five newsletters. So, and I, you are always encouraging me whenever, 'cause you're on my list. And
Yeah.
whenever I send one out, you and Vicky usually respond and you'll tell me, oh, this was good, sweet and you know, short and sweet and got to the point and it was
Yeah.
good. So that encouragement helps. That's another part of it. You need to have people around you that are encouraging, and
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not always the case, is it?
Right.
What I want to talk about here is name off some reasons why we give up or why we might give up. And perfectionism is one. Jealousy, doubt. The reasons, or you know, the business isn't moving as forward as fast as you w would hope that it would. Shame, maybe embarrassed of your art. I can relate to that. Not being as good as I think I ought to be, you know, kind of embarrassed by
Yeah.
how something might look. Fear of being rejected, you know, and that's why you need to have your community. We've talked about this in so many episodes. Having a community like just the three of us is so important. It doesn't matter how small your community is. There's just three of us, but we talk on a daily basis and we are there for each other during just the worst times and the best times.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's nothing you can really do about perfectionism. I think that's kind of in you if you're a perfectionist type. I am not a perfectionist. I'm like better done than perfect, you know.
Yeah.
But I
I
do know
am,
that, yeah,
but
I know you're more of a
yeah.
perfectionist, yeah. And you know, jealousy can make you want to give up. I think that is human nature. And anyone that says that they are not jealous of anyone else, I think they're lying. I really do. I don't think
Yeah, I think
I
so
think
too.
I think that it's just in our nature to have a
Yeah.
little bit. If you see someone else being successful and you're trying to do the same thing, yeah, of course you're happy for that person, but there's a little bit of jealousy in there. And maybe jealousy isn't the right word. That sounds like such a dirty, hateful, evil word, but really it's maybe envious, you know. Oh, I want that for myself. How? And then, you know, I know that that's, you know, happened to me where I've been, oh, maybe, like I said, jealous isn't, envious is probably a better word to use for that.
Yeah.
And I'll admit it right here. I'm seeing you being so successful this year. I can't help but be envious because my year is not going so great. So I see you selling, and of course, you know, I'm so happy that you're selling these pieces. I mean, you're really coming into these, you know, you're really doing a lot of abstracts now, and they're selling, and it just kind of proves to you that you're on the right path, right? So that really
Right.
makes me in turn question, maybe I'm not on my right path. So I'm envious of all your sales. And Vicky, she's doing great too. You know, she's selling and having all these classes, and it's really hard to not feel that way. Of course I'm happy. Yes, of course.
Right.
And I would never not be happy for my friends, right? But it's hard to get rid of that little green monster, right?
Right. But I think, don't you think though, that even art businesses, that it's cyclical? Don't you
Yeah.
think or
Oh
not?
yeah. And
But
if I
maybe
went
you're just in that cycle because, and you'll find your groove again,
right, right. Yeah, you're right. And maybe I haven't found a groove, and maybe I need to dig into my past years of being in the business and see what that cycle is, and maybe that will
Yeah.
make me feel better about where I'm at now. Maybe if I know,
Right.
okay, well, this time of year it's typical for me not to have sold any much of anything yet. So,
Yeah.
you know, I think that
January's, yeah, beginning of the year
yeah,
is
but this
usually
is
slower
March.
anyway,
This is almost the end of March. So
right? Yeah.
it is good to kind of know yourself. And you know that you have to take good records. I mean, at least for me, we all think we know each other, but when you or you know yourself, but what do you really know yourself? Do you really like do any kind of inner reflection to know? I think even at my age, I'll be 53 this year in April, I'll be 53, and I think I'm just starting to really learn and see myself how I really am. I don't think I've really, of course, raising kids and stuff, you kind of lose yourself a little bit. You don't get to spend time thinking about yourself. You don't want to be selfish. You got to be, give yourself to your kids a lot and your family. And, but as, we're getting in this next stage of our life, especially me, you too soon, you're following behind me here. Then when the kids are gone, Asher will be a senior next year. And I think it's, I hear this a lot. People get to come into their own. It's kind of like a second coming out, of being able to be yourself. I guess I should watch saying coming out. That's not really, not coming out sexually, but coming out into your own, coming into your own person.
You mean coming in maybe.
Yeah, coming
Coming
into
into your own,
yourself. Yeah, coming into yourself. Yeah. So it's when you get to these lulls, like I'm in this lull right now in this, and I wouldn't say it's a dark place, but it's there. I'm frustrated. And so when I come into times like this, it's easy to quit. It would be easier to say, oh, well, just screw it. I'm not going to do it anymore. It's harder to keep going. And I have to really dig deep. And that's what I'm in the process of doing, is trying to figure out really what is my path as far as painting goes. Maybe I haven't discovered my why. I hate that. What's your
I
why?
don't,
I have no freaking clue. My why is because I want to paint it. That's why. I don't know how do you
Maybe
feel
your
about that?
why is just, you enjoy it. I
Yeah.
mean,
Well, they, if you go into some of these courses, I know Jodi King is big on that. And she's like, no, it's deeper than that. It's deeper. There's a deeper reason. And I don't really know how to get that. Maybe, more self-reflection and maybe even a, I don't know, therapy of some sort. I don't know. Can you do therapy on yourself?
Get a life coach, maybe a life
Yeah, you
coach.
could. Yeah, if you want to spend the money
I
on a
think,
life coach. I think
yeah.
that term is thrown around so much
Yeah.
now. And anybody and their brother can be a life coach. That doesn't necessarily mean that I have some. I won't go into that, but anybody can be a life coach, and you have to be very. You have to be very selective on who you're going to allow to coach your life, right? I mean, you think about that life coach. What does a life coach do? Do they coach your life? Do they coach you into what? What do they?
I don't know what they do exactly.
I don't know what they do
I would
either.
assume they help you make your life happier. I
Well,
mean, right? I
I don't
guess.
know. I guess. I
I
don't
don't know. I
know.
know a life coach.
Well,
I'll have to ask her.
okay. Yeah, you ask her and you find out. I have a. I know of someone that's a life coach too, and I've known this person a long time, and I'm kind of like, wait a minute! All of a sudden, you're a life coach now. What kind of accolades, or is that the right word? What have you done to make you a life coach? I mean, there's like no school for life coaching, right? Is
Now
there?
the life coach I know, she's a therapist, licensed
Okay,
clinical social
well,
worker.
okay, so
So
that's different.
has that
Yeah,
credential.
yeah. Yeah, I think that makes her much more credible
I think so too,
than someone else that I know that's a life coach. And it's just like one day decided she was going to do this. Like, she took a course or something and now here she is. And I'm kind of like, whoa, that's different. I wouldn't hire her, but I don't know how that's going for her. But you have to, and also you have to be selective on who you let in, right? You can't just let anyone in
It
because
has to be a good fit. You have to
it
have a
has to
good
be a good
chemistry. Kind of
fit.
like when you go to therapy or something. It has to be a good fit.
And you have to watch because if you're doing this deep soul diving to figure out why you're still in this art business or this doing your art if and you don't feel like you're moving forward and stuff. I think you're in a vulnerable state And you have to really, you know, I don't know that everyone would have your best interest. So you have to be very selective,
Right.
you know.
Now you started teaching this year though.
Yeah,
Or
I
was it
did.
last
Well,
year when you
last year, yeah, last
last year,
summer I
yes.
started teaching.
Yes. So I
Yeah.
think that's gonna be a big thing for you, maybe, you know?
Maybe we'll see. It's
Yeah.
starting off slow. I'm doing in-person classes. I've looked into doing some online classes, and you know, I'll just
Yeah.
kind of have to play it by ear
I
to
think you'd be
see.
great at that.
Well, thank you. I don't know
I
if I'll
think
be
so.
great at it or not. You know, it's that doubt come creeping in again. It's
Right.
the same thing that we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Doubt, shame, fear, like, what do I know that I could teach people? But then I think about, wow, you know, I have been doing this a really long time,
Oh,
and I
yeah.
can't, but it's just figuring out how to do it, how to teach someone else to do it. I think, you know, not
Right.
everyone is meant to be a teacher, and I'm not sure that I'm meant to be a teacher yet.
You never know until you try.
I'm still trying. Yeah, I'm still
Yeah.
trying, and I guess that time will tell with that. And yeah, it's just interesting the way your life goes, isn't it? The way.
It is.
Okay, so I also wanted to say that part of not giving up is, you know, your sales, and this is a direct reflection for on myself. Sales do not equate my value as an artist, and it's hard to when you're not seeing the income coming in. It's hard to not equate sales with value as
It is
yourself.
hard. It
Yeah.
is. Yeah.
And so, like, if your business dried up all of a sudden and you've been making all these sales these last couple months and all of a sudden it stopped, how do you think you would feel?
Oh yeah, it's frustrating 'cause my art business is like that. I think
I
it
think
goes in
most, yeah,
cycles, you
most
know?
are, yeah.
Like I'll have a good couple months and then I won't, sell anything for a little while and then it'll pick up again.
Right,
It's
right.
just, I think that's the nature of
Yeah,
it.
I agree. I mean, if I listen to a lot of other art podcasts, and they're saying the same thing, you know, art sales are up and down, and that's one of
Right.
the reasons why you definitely need to plan ahead and have other income streams, like I talked about in the one of the last podcasts, having multiple income streams. So if you're not selling original art, that you know you're still having a little something coming in. All right,
Right.
so.
Maybe we need to have an episode on how to stay active in your art business when you are in those lulls.
Oh, I
You
think that's
know,
great. That's a good idea. We need to add that
we'll
to
have
our
to
list.
brainstorm some ideas
Yeah.
and things
Are
that
you
we've
going to write that
tried.
down?
And yes,
Yeah, write that down so we don't forget.
I think that would be a good one.
So, and then you mentioned something about it taking time. I think is what you
Oh,
talked about. Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I didn't really focus on my art full time, or at least close to full time, until I left my full time job in 2016, and it took me, I like I said, I didn't turn a profit until 2020,
Yeah.
and it was a small profit at that.
Right. Yeah.
So,
Right. Yeah. And I have better years. I did have the best year that I've had in 2022 is the best year so far that I've
oh
had.
yeah,
So,
well,
you know,
see, that
it's
wasn't that long ago,
no. So
so.
it has been a gradual increase. So you definitely have to look at the big picture. Like if I just looked at these last 3 months, you know, I'd be down in the dumps. But if I look at the last 5 years, then my
Yeah.
income has climbed. But I do need to look at my cycles, like you said. I think that would be very helpful to look at
Right.
the actual seasons of the year or the quarters of the year and see where most of my income comes in, because it is easy to
Yeah.
forget and get stuck in this one. I don't ever want to give up on art, and this isn't me talking about wanting to give up, but I can see how some people would. Like, if you know, I've been devoted to my art all my life, so that's not something I would ever give up. But if you're new to art, then I can see how people would, oh, if they create something and they don't get the response from their friends and other maybe followers on social media, if you don't get the response that you're hoping for, then you might want to give up. You might say,
Right.
maybe this isn't for me because I'm not great at it. Well, you're not going to be great at it. You know, we're always learning. I'll never consider myself, you know, a master or anything. I'll be learning until I die. I'll be
Oh yeah, me too. I
getting
think,
better
yeah.
each day until I die, right? That's
I think
just,
that's true for
I
everybody.
think, yeah. And I think the sooner that you realize that there's no point in time of actually, okay, now this is it. I made it,
Yeah,
right?
I've arrived to my
Right,
destination.
right. There isn't.
There's
There
no
isn't that.
destination. There's
There
no
is
destination at all. It's a
none.
journey.
That's exactly right. And
Yeah,
that's kind of
yeah.
cliche to say, but it's so
It
true.
is. But
It is.
yeah,
Yeah.
it is true. Yeah.
So I
And
think, go ahead.
oh, just something else I was going to say about giving up is, you might, like, I feel with my abstracts, like, there were so many times I wanted to give up on making abstracts because I didn't feel like I was nailing it. And I still don't feel like I am. I mean, I think it's a journey, like we were just
Yeah.
saying, you know,
Was that some
but,
perfectionism creeping in?
probably,
Yeah.
probably some, but you know, there for a while I was doing only representational stuff
Yeah.
for a long time.
I
And,
think it's easy to get stuck into that because a lot of people see that, and we've talked about this before. They see if you can make something look like recognizable, then they think that's good. You know, that
Right.
that's the way art's supposed to be in a lot of people's eyes. A lot of
Right.
non and a lot of non-artist people's eyes, I think.
Yeah.
And we've talked about how hard it is to abstract, to make an abstract.
Yeah, it is. I think it is anyway.
Yeah, I do
And I
too.
think it kind of goes back to finding your niche audience as well, you know.
Yeah,
You
right.
can't give up
Yeah.
on trying to find your audience.
Oh, I heard such a good thing the other day, and it was on another podcast. I can't think of who said it or what podcast it was on, but she said, and it just stuck with me, your vibe brings your tribe. Like
Oh, I
whatever,
love that.
isn't that great? Well, like whatever vibe you're putting
Yeah.
out is what brings your tribe. And I think that that kind of relates to our artwork, right? What kind of vibe we're giving out with our art is what's gonna, and
Yeah.
that's gonna be our niche, right? That's just another way of saying our niche or
Yeah.
niche, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's both ways.
Yeah.
But both ways. But you know, that reminds me of the book The Secret. I
Oh
know we've
yeah.
talked about that before.
Yes,
And
yes, yes.
you know, the whole idea behind that is the positive, if you put out positive energy, you attract positivity.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
it's that's kind of the same,
Yeah, it is.
you
Yeah, it
know.
is falling along the same. And it's easy to kind of forget about that. And I recorded that secret. I had the audiobook from the library, and I had a recorder, and I played it on my phone and recorded it so I could just constantly listen to it. So I've listened to that book, I'll bet you, I don't know, 6 or 7 times. And
Yeah,
you
I
would
love
think
that
that
book.
I do too, but I still forget about it. And I need to go back while I'm in this little lull and, you know, down in the
Yeah.
dumps kind of feeling about my art and stuff, my art business, I should say, and listen to that again because I think that that would be really helpful. And if you're not familiar with it, who's the it was what was that art the author's name for that? I'll
Oh,
put
it's
that in the show.
Rhonda, isn't it
Rhonda
Rhonda?
Byrne, isn't it?
Yes, that's who it
Yeah,
is, I think.
I'll put
Yeah.
that in the show notes. So if you've not ever heard of The Secret, I recommend listening to it on audio because she does the recording for it. She talks,
Oh, she
and
does.
yes.
Okay.
Oh, I like her voice. And I think since she's the one that wrote it, I think it's easy for her to convey what it is that she's saying. So I'll put that, The Secret. And then she wrote several other ones too. And I've read The Secret of the Secret or something like that is this next one isn't
Oh, I
as
haven't
good.
read that.
It's not as good as The Secret, but it's still interesting to listen to. But The
Yeah.
Secret is definitely something that will bring your vibration up. And that's a little woo,
Yeah.
but I agree with all that. I'm usually
I do
vibrating a
too.
pretty high. I have a pretty high vibration most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so in closing, I just would like to say to be kind to yourself, and I'm telling myself this too. The world needs what you have to share. It needs your unique voice. And if there's something that's been put on your heart, then that's what is meant to be your calling. And did you have anything that you wanted to add to that?
No, just in general, just don't give up, you know. Just
Right,
keep
right.
going and
That's right.
moving ahead.
Yep, you got to get up off, you got to get off the ground and back on the horse, right? When things aren't going your way.
Yeah. And like inspiration finds you working, right? Who said
Yes, that
that?
Pablo Picasso.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
inspiration has
so.
to, yeah. It's
Yeah, so
inspiration
just
strikes, but it's got to find you in the working, something like that. Yeah. Pablo. Okay, I'll put that in there in that notes too. But well, this has been kind of a therapy session for me today. So it's kind of a, black and white today. You've got you're riding high because you've just sold what, two paintings this week, right? Two large paintings. So let's give you some
Three.
three. Let's give you
Oh,
some
my, and my
shout out
commission
and your
too. My
commissions. Oh my
commission.
God.
This has been my best week ever, I think.
Yeah. So you sold a 36 by 48, a 36 by 36. What's the other
A
one?
20 by 20 and two 10
Yes.
by 10s. Oh, and a 10 by 20.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So this
That.
is, like I said, this is the best week I've ever
Yeah.
had.
This is awesome. And then
So.
that's just crazy. So all these pieces you were creating for our pop-up, they're
I
gone.
know, right? I was just sitting here thinking, I don't know what I'm gonna have. I'm gonna have stuff. It's just
Yeah.
not gonna be
You'll
all
have
new
stuff.
stuff, you know.
That's
But that's
fine.
fine.
Yeah. Okay, well, this has been a good kind of deeper podcast than what we've done in the past, but I like that. I like the way we're talking, more conversational type. And
Yeah, me too.
yeah, so if you would like to support the show, give us a review. We would love to have a review from you. 5 stars preferably, if you like it. Share the show with everyone. We're on YouTube. You can watch us on the video on YouTube, actual video. And I'll have all of our contacts in the show notes. And oh, if you'd like to get a shout out from us, if you leave us a written review, we will shout out your name and where they can find you, and also in the show notes too. Lori, have you got anything else to add?
I don't
Oh,
think so. I think
oh,
that's
I
about it.
forgot. I've got merchandise now for Creative Type Podcast. I have created, if you like our logo, I created the logo. So I've taken that logo. It says Creative Type, then it says podcast and kind of script. Well, I changed the word podcast to artist. So it's merchandise, kind of, in that it follows our logo, but it says Creative Type Artist. And I thought about making some different types, like potter, or I don't know, what other things you think I would should have on
Yeah.
there? Sculptor, or
Yeah.
I could have other things. It would be easy for me to make a custom one. So if you'd like to support us, I mean, we only get a couple dollars off of a sale of an apron. We'll have links in the show notes on where you can purchase those. Oh, and tote bags as well. And all that's gonna do is, that doesn't help me and Lori. Well, it does, I guess. It goes to the hosting for the podcast. That this isn't free. We don't have advertising on here, so we're just paying out of our pocket, which is not a huge amount, but it would be kind of nice to be
It
able to get
helps.
a sort self-supporting show. That'd be pretty awesome, wouldn't
Yeah.
it? Yeah. Okay, well, don't give up on your art or your art business, and keep plugging in there. And I'm telling myself this as well, right?
Yeah. Well,
Okay,
me
Lori.
too.
Yeah. Oh, it's been great talking to you. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. All right.
Okay,
Bye-bye.
bye. Right, it's getting ready to
Okay.
go off, isn't
Less
it?
than 1 minute.
I know. Wow, we really went on and on. Or
My
I went on and on. Well, it's 20 till 2. Are you wanting to try to knock
gosh.
another one out, or what?